A whole gang of media snoopers, including Jonathan Marks, scans from D.C. to daylight every Thursday here on Radio Netherlands. Their super-duper whopper-doppler receiver gizmos pick out the essence of what's happening in the world of international broadcasting. Radio Netherlands, we have the technology.
Hello, this is Jonathan Marks for PCJ Online. Just about to push the button on another program from the media network Vintage Radio Archives.
This is the brain pattern of a person watching television. Now listen what happens when we add some creative radio programming.
Media Network, the weekly communications review, hosted by Jonathan Marks.
And a warm wintry welcome to the final show for 1992. Let me be one of the first to wish you a happy and prosperous 93. This programme is a mixture of news which has come in over the Christmas holidays and quite a lot of radio mistakes sent in by listeners and scooped up off the floor here at Broadcasting House as well. We've some prizes to give away to the contributors, so stay with us and you might want to dig out a cassette. First, though, a further update regarding Radio Netherlands' impending broadcasts in English via transmitters in the Commonwealth of Independent States. We take a phone call.
Hello, Jonathan. This is Konstantin Kulsi calling from Kyiv in the Ukraine. Why not announce the complete schedule of all transmissions via CIS, including the information about the transmitter's location and power, in the Vix Media Network on the December 31st? Thanks very much for that schedule in advance. Have a happy new year.
And a happy new year to you. Well, final adjustments are happening each day at the moment, but here's the latest frequency schedule. At midnight 30 UTC, we'll use 7305 kHz from a 500 kilowatt transmitter in Alma-Ata. By 0130 UTC, propagation to South Asia will have changed, so we'll broadcast the remaining 2 hours on 12025 kHz. That's from 0130 to 0325 UTC. We'll use the same site and power. The other English language relay is from 0930 to 1125 UTC, beamed to the Far East and Southeast Asia. 7260 kHz is scheduled with a 250 kilowatt transmitter at Petropavlovsk, beamed to the Far East. It looks like our 31-metre band frequency will now be 9860 kHz, 9860. That will come from a 250-kilowatt transmitter at Irkutsk, and that's beamed to Southeast Asia. However, the relays will start in the course of next week, rather than bang on January the 1st, because we're still setting up the audio link between our studios here in Hilversum and the distribution centre in Moscow. We're using a new digital encoding system, and it's taking longer than expected to get the special receiver into Russia. As we say, stand by, so Radio Luxembourg said goodbye a few hours ago at midnight on Thursday. In its final hours of broadcasting in the English language, Radio Luxembourg has been giving away its jingle collection to the radio enthusiasts.
And you can tell everybody the station is great. I'm talking about the one and only 208.
I had a call already this evening from Jos, who's calling from Sluis in the Netherlands, who said to me he takes his hat off to all of us here at Radio Luxembourg because we're all being so jolly. You don't know what's happening behind the scenes, darling. But for now, to dial a jingle, and Jos wanted to select a jingle which we actually only played about 10 minutes ago, really. It's the one that you hear straight out of the news when the man says, it's 3 minutes past the hour. This is the one you hear, and he wants to hear all of it with a nice little break so he could tape it. Yes, a true radio analog to start the programme, as it should be, I feel. Jos, this is for you.
Station for the 21st century. Digital satellite stereo, Radio Luxembourg.
Now, let me see if I can predict the future. If you happen to be in northern India tomorrow, January the 1st, and tune up the medium wave dial to either 576 or 792 kilohertz, you should come across this.
18 hours, Greenwich Mean Time.
BBC World Service. This is Michael Hayes and Julian Potter with Newsdesk. The headlines.
Yes, that is the BBC, but the transmitters belong to Radio Nepal. 792 kHz is a transmitter in Kathmandu. The other channel on 576 kHz comes from a place called Suket. Dennis Thompson of BBC World Service told Media Network on Tuesday that the BBC is hiring the medium wave airtime to get a stronger signal into northern India. The relay starts daily at 17:15 UTC with 15 minutes in Hindi, followed by another quarter of an hour in Urdu. Then at 17:45 there's a delayed repeat of the programme South Asia Report. And to conclude, the 18 hours edition of News Desk runs for half an hour. Programmes are fed from London to Kathmandu by way of the subcarrier on the AsiaSat satellite. Kanwajit Sandhu in Ludhiana, India, reports hearing publicity for the Nepal relays on December 25th. He also notes that Azad Kashmir Radio has returned to its original frequency of 3664 kHz, or thereabouts, after a two-month spell further down the dial. The schedule remains the same, though, midnight 45 to 0410 and 10:45 to 18:10 UTC on 3664. And the Voice of Independent Kashmir, a clandestine station beamed to Kashmir, is now noted with 3 one-hour programmes. 0230 on exactly 5 MHz, plus 5860 and 6300 kHz. At 0700, again on exactly 5 MHz, plus 6300 and 7390. And finally, 1630 UTC on 4080, 5 MHz and 6300 kHz.
This is Radio Czechoslovakia.
Not for much longer, Radio Czechoslovakia will disappear at the end of the day, along with the country.
And welcome to this 30-minute programme of news, views and features on the still-existing Czechoslovak state and on what is a cold, wintry day in Prague.
The station will revert to the name Radio Prague, although since some of the shortwave transmitters are in Slovakia, it'll be interesting to see if these eventually start broadcasting other programmes. Now, let's have a few radio bloopers. In August, I sprang a few radio mistakes on you to encourage contributions, and it worked. But reception conditions were awful on the day of transmission. So, if your recording levels are set, here's part of that Media Network blooper selection once again.
First of the worst.
Hello, welcome to Rattle, Rattle, Rattle. This light standard is loose. Come on, take it off. Okay.
Well, SNC stands for Stasnamin Center. Stasnamin is a famous rock promoter here in the USSR. USSR, take two on that.
A new portable receiver has been launched by the Mashutsa. Oh, I knew I'd get it wrong.
During the last... start again.
Oh.
I'm sorry, can I start again? I jumped.
All right. Right, start again.
We are planning now to set up a 24-day satellite radio station under the name Sky Radio.
You think 24 hour a day?
Yeah, I'll take that.
24 day.
Oh.
Do that once again, because you're sounding a little bit tired.
I am very tired. I'm going to bed right now.
Media Network, a weekly survey of international communication developments. Produced and presented by Jonathan Marks.
Hello, and we start in Central America, where on Monday night at 22:30 UTC... Thank you, it's my watch.
And the geomagnetic field should be generally unsettled.
I can hear somebody's stomach grumbling. Maybe it's mine.
Oh, maybe it's your breakfast.
In 2 years' time, the first of two spectrum Riola... In 2 years' time, the first of two spectrum Riola... In 2 years' time, the first of two spectrum Rio de Janeiro, it's where I want to go.
It's also a rather special day today, looking on the calendar, isn't it?
It sure is. 70 days ago... Hang on. Maybe just start that again. I haven't got the right piece of paper.
No, I didn't think you did.
Mind you, if they ever decide to put some radio components inside to turn the monument into a real radio, we should be able to hear them tuning the set all the way over here in Holland.
You're always going to sneeze.
The new Eurosport frequency on the DFS-1 Copernicus satellite is 11.550 gigahertz.
Not gigahertz.
So, Jonathan, yesterday the External Affairs Department of the New Zealand government... got a cough. Don't know why we always get frogs in our throats. Why can't we have a fish?
Hello from Holland. This is Radio Netherlands, the Dutch International Survey. No, it isn't.
Out on the street, I was talking to a man. He said there's so much, but there's not a mind that I don't understand. You shouldn't worry, I said, that ain't no crime. Because if you get it wrong, you'll get it right next time. Next time.
Now, we had a lot of entries from blooper snoopers around the world. Some of them blue bloopers, which have us all chuckling in the studio, but I'd end up in jail if I played them on the wireless. Actually, if you string together a tape of announcers saying rude words, it gets rather boring after a while. On the other hand, equipment failures and spoonerisms can be hilarious. Rather than just play all the incoming contributions from listeners individually, I have grouped them together. We'll do the credits at the end. So let's make a start.
7 hours, Greenwich Mean Time. Sorry about this slight delay. We'll have a bulletin of world news for you very shortly.
So let's have an interview clip while we're waiting.
Do you think that Europeans are looking for a radio signal without a lot of disc jockeys?
Yes, I think so. I think that when you are stay at home at night and you don't want to watch television, it's very nice to put the radio on, to read your newspaper and to have a nice, not irritating music on your backside.
Really? Well, careful with the telescopic whip then.
I can tell you that the time is just 1 minute past 7 hours Greenwich Mean Time. I'm afraid I shall have to play you a little interval music while we're waiting to try and solve the problem. More trouble, I'm afraid. The interval music seems to be having a little difficulty coming up.
Oh dear, mind you, there are times when things spring to life when you don't want them to. Never put a phone in a live studio.
It'll be a very interesting show. However, we're stepping into an almost... My, the phone is ringing in here.
Oh.
Shall I get it?
No, no.
Just trying to help out.
The Dalai Lama has made an astonishing new offer to China. Hello?
That there are a substantial number of South African-backed bandits still in the bush, as well as others with no ideological commitment whatsoever. Peter Thornycroft, Radio Netherlands, stumble. Peter Thornycroft, Radio Netherlands, Harare. That bloody phone in the background.
We just received this report from Chris Drake in Beirut.
One gets the firm impression that the intervention of the army was a...
Oh, fiddlesticker!
Sorry, that's my bleeper telling me somebody's...
I shall look forward to being with you tomorrow at the usual time of 9:30, but now it is 11 o'clock. Let me tell you that in the newsroom we have Nick Page.
The government's declaring war on computer hackers. A survey of 5,000 computer managers is being carried out. They'll be asked about computer security and the extent of bugs and viruses in their terminals. 1FM News, next update, 3:30.
The United States Secret Service has charged a California University employee with printing more than $4 million in bogus $20 and $50 bills. The money was due to go into circulation when the Secret Service broke up the seven-man counterfeiting ring.
Well, the blaze is still fierce in many places, and as a result of this fire, two factories have been gutted and one homely left famless.
Since then, in a new incident, the police roughed up two of Mr. Kennedy's top aides. Another of those attacked was the State Department Chief of Protoco, Mr. Angier Biddleduc. What's his name?
Yes and no campaigners in New South Wales both say they will win next Sunday's liquor referendum. Paul Black in Sydney filed this report for 5-year news.
A spokesman for the hovercraft company says a 100-ton craft worth more than $1 million could operate between Flinders Island.
Well, we've already had that tape. I think we'll try the other one. Let me see. Who is it? Paul Black in Sydney filed this report for 5-year news. I hope. I will have to leave that to the end.
Let's take a break for weather and sports then.
Yes, 13C, 13C, 80 degrees past 7 below.
The weather, Wales and Western England, will be mainly cloudy, but it should clear later.
Temperatures down to 14 Celsius, 57 Fahrenheit by dawn, when some patchy fog is likely for a time.
And we're rapidly approaching our next race, the Great Voltiger Stakes, which is due off at 3:45. There'll be five runners, including Coringa Bay, trained by Dennis Smith. And Coringa Bay's jockey Brian Rouse is currently talking with Ian Robertson.
Rob? Hi, it's Graham.
Yes, you can get your lines crossed, or just make a complete hash when rejoining another network already in progress.
There's a full roundup of sport at 6:45, but now we rejoin FM listeners in the John Dunn Show with Barbara Dixon.
Welcome back on Media Wave. Beverly Craven it was, actually, and that was called Promise Me. Yes, welcome back on FM as well.
15 seconds until we link up with our nighttime audience on legendary frequency 208 meters medium wave, 1440 kilohertz AM. Yep, they're linking up with our satellite listeners on the Astro Satellite and worldwide shortwave listeners on 15350 kilohertz. Radio Luxembourg.
The legendary nighttime service of Radio Luxembourg
is opening up. Actually, I should be playing the opening up jingle, which is here, instead of the closed down.
And we'll miss them. Producing a feature programme has its frustrations too. Just because the borders are dropping in some parts of Europe doesn't mean we all comprehend each other.
What does the plan entail?
It's not easy to understand you. Could you repeat the question?
Yes. What does the plan entail?
Entail?
Yes, what exactly? Just can you give me some of the details of Mr. Luber's plan?
Well, Mr. Luber's plan is not our... Well, I have here in front of me besluiten over the Europese Political Union in Economische and Monetary Union.
Right, that's helpful. Many native English speakers assume that the world speaks their language. Actually, I constantly admire our Dutch correspondents and reporters who can do interviews in several languages. Sometimes, though, you have to be careful with the word order, or you can change the meaning.
Only on Monday, that is 5 full days after the quake, the Soviet Union has appealed for cranes and equipment to cut through cement and steel at the United Nations Disaster and Relief Organization in Geneva.
As a sign of protest against the fact that just 50 years ago this sign was packed, that in fact made them lose their independency.
You just said the sign was packed instead of the pact was signed. Start again.
Oh, did I? Good. Start again. Right.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah?
Okay.
Some people take that advice literally and have program editors like myself reaching for a razor blade to cut the tape.
Those developments need not to be contrary to the parents. When the world is not...
Not what? Do you care anymore? These days you have to find people who make interesting conversation.
What I have in mind here is that you often, in your writing, depict people engaged in trivial activities and who are living lives of the most crashing boredom, and you are frighteningly good at depicting this quotidian, cliched, repetitive activity, which fascinates you because of its daily futility. The way in which people fritter away the precious days in formal, useless activities of this kind.
Well, sure, but, you know, either everything is important or nothing is important.
Yes, right. Now for a cultural experience.
You know, it's quite a strange experience when it's possible to pick up 10 of your friends and special people, and then lie in your own house, a little attic in Amsterdam, buy some gross half liters, smoke a little joint, and then enjoy experimental and original art from young people making movies.
But do you think the beer and the joint made your experience, made it better?
I don't know. I haven't experienced without, but I think what I'm trying to tell is that quality of the movies was very high, and that's what it's all about.
I think you're very high as well.
He could give lectures, couldn't he? Like our next guest.
Dr. Shai has held several teaching positions in the universities of Sydney and New South Wales in both the psychiatric and administrative fields, and at present is honorary lecturer in psychiatry at the University of Adelaide and a member of the Fellowship of Medicine of that university.
Since we don't normally talk to each other with a microphone dangling 6 inches away from the mouth, it's not surprising some of our guests feel a bit intimidated.
What can you recommend for lunch today?
For lunch today? Yeah, something. If you like some fish, veal or meat, what do you prefer? That is the
Well,
question.
I think fish sounds very nice.
Now, we have today a nice fresh sole. You can have it on different way, perhaps poached, grilled or fried.
Now, this hotel has a reputation for excellence. It's a world top quality hotel. Does that mean that you have to give a very special standard of service in the restaurant?
Yes, that the service must be very good. And,
But do you find that the people who come to the restaurant are more demanding? I mean, do they expect a higher standard of service? Are they more difficult in some ways than if you were working in an ordinary restaurant?
Yes, really is. Yeah.
And do you think that they're more appreciative if things go right, if they get a good meal and so on? Are they more appreciative than in a normal restaurant, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Good.
This is Anandu Lal, and I'm a critic, and I've been coerced into doing this program by Dheera. Is how you?
Sujan.
Okay, Dheera Sujan. Okay. Dheera is a very Indian name.
I'm sort of a very Indian person. Yeah?
Thanks, Mark. I understand it's a nice, warm 30 degrees down there in Melbourne.
Yes, it's a very lovely, warm, sunny day.
Can't be. It's getting to the evening.
Oh, do you want to do that again?
Yes, okay. I should have known better to take a chance on ever losing you. But I thought you'd understand.
Can you forgive me? Doesn't your work sometimes come into conflict with the work of individual members of the EEC who are also represented in Japan?
Again, a good question.
Which wasn't on the list?
very good question. Which was not on the list. Now, it is one of the advantages the United States has over Europe.
Yes, some officials demand a list of questions so they can prepare themselves for the radio or TV interview. Wayne Brittenden, who reports regularly for Radio Netherlands, has been telling me why it's sometimes an advantage that radio listeners can't see who's speaking.
That's right, and one such example of that again from Japan was a musical group I had to interview, and they were doing a concert tour in Japanese hotels. So I decided instead of sitting them in chairs, we would do the filming in a bathhouse with these Europeans enjoying relaxing in the steaming room of the bathhouse. So in we went with the cameras, and it proved very, very awkward indeed, because in most countries, total nudity is absolutely a no-no on television, so every time we filmed something in the background was happening, full frontal assault that we just couldn't include. And when we did get it right, the lenses steamed up, so we were in the bathhouse for a 5-minute interview for a total of about 4 hours, and I think I must have lost about 3 kilos I could ill afford.
Once the interview's done, do edit it before it goes on the air.
Present some broadcasting... Radio Austria International presents some broadcasting news from Eastern Europe.
A flow around your structure
physical modelling is still the best way to go.
So there you go. If you've just left college and you're looking for a career in science but you hate computers,
but as I said
then
earlier,
if you're a
there
quick,
are many
you'll...
other projects that they don't
sorry,
bother doing
sorry.
Good mathematics.
Rob, I thought he'd finished. Do you want me to do that again?
The Ministry of Defence has announced that almost 400 Army and Air Force reservists are to be called up because of the Gulf crisis. John Lane reports.
Right, let's see what our other correspondent has to report on line two.
Is that okay or was it distorting?
Oh, dark out there. 5:30 Europe, 4:30 the UK. Here's Maggie Shields with the news on one.
The head of the Press Complaints Commission says... Sorry about that.
Come out from that cave, wherever you are. Are you back now, okay?
Yes, I think I am. I've got a bit of an echo here.
Nothing much to report. The motorways are fairly quiet too. On the trains, all trains are off the rails by 10 o'clock. Well, I wish to say it quite like that, but by 10 o'clock this evening, the train services will be over because they all go on holiday for Christmas.
Really? There are often words you try to avoid writing because you find them difficult to say. One day, I made up a sentence containing all the words that Pete Myers finds difficult and called him into the studio to read a media news update.
Radio Truth has no... It's that word again, isn't it? Oh, see, I have this phallic thing. Not phallic, what's the word? What's the other word? Oh, no, what's the word? Freuden, that's it. Yeah, Freuden thing about this word. Radio Truth has no broadcasts on Wednesdays for the time being towards Thailand because the transmitters are thought to be vulnerable.
Japan Socialist Party diet woman Mame Kubota... I'll take that again. Among the new generation is the parliament member who first asked Uno about the affair. Japan Socialist Party diet woman Mame Kubota. I'll do it one more time. Mame Kubota. One more time. I'm sorry.
But despite its resistance to U.S. diplomacy, France has decided, at least for the moment, not to confront Washington openly.
It's not just the news. There was a bit of confrontation at the Eurovision Song Contest a couple of years back when the first song got off to a rather disjointed start.
The band leader doesn't seem to know whether to start or not, but we're hopeful he'll get his cue in a second and start waving his hands about. But they should have started some time ago. I think he's waiting for the cue. The girls are standing there by the back of the stage and don't seem to know what's happening. They're playing in a backing track now. Sounds interesting, but here they go anyway. But we've lost the backing track now, so it looks as if we're going to get the girls. We've got applause. Good. We'll applaud anything here, even a mistake. Right, I think we're going to have another pop at it here because the girls have reappeared and the band leader's got his cans on and he's going to go for it again this time with a bit of luck. Or is he? Well, I think we'll be finished this show around about 1 a.m. at this rate.
Megabuck Productions can never iron out all the problems.
Hello, Zagreb. Jerusalem calling. Here are the results of the Israeli jury. Spain, 1 point.
Spain? What was
Italy,
that?
Italy, 1 point.
Again, please, I didn't quite hear.
Italy, 1 point.
I'm sorry, yes. Italy, 1 point. Thank you and excuse me.
Music from Rod Stewart to Pow, Squeeze, 22 Top. And
22 Top. ZZ Top, you bird.
No use complaining, don't you worry, don't you whine. Because if you get it wrong, you'll get it right next time.
Live quizzes have the odd hitch.
Okay, Bob.
Life of study, 34, please.
A 34 for you. Which instrument does the leader of a symphony orchestra play?
A baton.
Oh,
Well, Tom Roach in Atlanta, Georgia, USA, James Robinson in Birkenhead, England, Roger Lake in Chorley, Lancashire, also in the UK, Harry DeHaan in Jambri Heights, Queensland, Australia, and Graham Kemp of Brisbane, Australia. You should be laughing now, because we'd like to thank you for keeping the tape recorder running by sending you a copy of the 1993 World Radio TV Handbook. Congratulations.
From the west coast of Europe, this is Radio Netherlands.
And that's where we end this nostalgic trip back into the Media Network audio archives from 1981 to October 2000. If you find all this stuff interesting, you might want to explore the Critical Distance website, where you can find more vintage audio shows, but also peruse recent video interviews I've made in the course of my travels around the world. Some of the videos actually follow up on points raised in the Media Network programme. So zip over to www.jonathanmarks.com for more details. In the meantime, this is Jonathan Marks saying back soon. Bye for now.